Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're talking about schematics, not necessarily trips right against cover three with four verticals, but we are talking about how people are wide open all the time and why the hell are the Steelers using a nickel defense from their 2-yard line when the Bears just shove it right down their throats for a touchdown. Little things like that. We're talking about why does this defense always crumble at the biggest moments? Why hasn't Mike Tomlin's defense played even an average playoff game since 2016? And why is he still in charge of it, honestly? Why? And that leads to the bigger question of if this either goes the way it normally goes, which is a resounding playoff defeat after they sneak in at 10-7 or 9-8, or it's worse than that, what's the fate of Mike Tomlin? I'm going to ask Bob about that in a moment. But it's my belief that the national media, which was largely defensive of Tomlin, from the Rich Eisens of the world telling you, Steelers fans, that basically you're delusional, he's now changed his tune on Tomlin. And it doesn't, when I say change tune on Tomlin, Bob, it's not like people are saying he suddenly became a horrible coach. It's just, it feels in many ways like it's past time here. And it feels like national media types are finally hip to that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's just a case of, you know, you hear it all the time in sports where some message or philosophy doesn't work anymore. And so I don't know if they've reached that point. It certainly seems that way in postseason games. But, you know, the rest of this season will not only tell everyone where they are as a team, but also will, you know, tell them where they're going to go maybe in the future in terms of a different direction. But
do you honestly think Art has that in him?
Well, when I say that, I mean a major overhaul. The first step for me, from what I see, is if it comes to that, and there's still a long part of the season left, and I always want to say that because things can change.
Absolutely.
You know, they win this week and they beat Baltimore. All of a sudden, all the narratives change.
Absolutely.
But I think before that would ever happen, I think what would happen is a major change in coaches.
That's already happened, Bob.
No, I'm talking about major change, a lot of them.
Well, I don't care if they take out the whole group except Tomlin.
Philosophy changes.
Coordinators have changed. Quarterbacks have changed.
Right,
GM has changed. Assistant GM has changed. The only thing that hasn't changed
Mike
is the coach.
Mike hires the coaches, and that may change. You know, they may say, you're not going to do that anymore. We're going to go where we think we have to go.
Art have the guts to say, you're not going to run the defense anymore? Somebody else is independent?
Well, based on the evidence, yes. I think he should, don't you?
Yes, I do. And the non-losing streak, I've always thought, yes, of course, there's something admirable about it, even though it's not a winning streak. It seems a little bit silly when it's said out loud, the non-losing streak. And I often think, okay, they went 8-8 in 12-13. They went 9-7 in 09. They went, 9-6-1 and crumbled down the stretch in 18. They went 8-8 in 19. Does winning that one game in there in all those years makes, like, that's a big difference for you? And I thought that Coward, he did some research on this, Colin Coward, and I really think that he shines a light on the lunacy of praising this non-losing streak to the high heavens. And to Tomlin's credit, he doesn't even praise it. But it's all you see when you tune in the game, that that graphic shows every time they play and people talk about how amazing it is. Well, maybe they're starting to think it's less amazing, or maybe they're starting to think there's other numbers that overshadow it. Like, for example, the Steelers are just about to go a full decade, which is Vince Lombardi's entire coaching career, without being competitive in a single playoff game. Here's Coward from yesterday.
I'm going to throw something at you that I think is an arbitrary number, that everybody in sports sees it as a number having value, and I see it as an arbitrary number that doesn't really mean anything. So Mike Tomlin and the Steelers have not had a losing season in 21 seasons. Whew! But there's a story this morning. Is the hot seat heating up? Well, he hasn't won a playoff game in 8 years. He would be fired if he was the Eagles coach or the Cowboys coach. He would be fired if he was, the New England coach, the San Francisco coach, the Green Bay coach. Green Bay, you got to win playoff games. He'd be fired if he was the Ravens coach. But in Pittsburgh, it's old school. And they take pride in stuff like we have not had a losing season in 21 years. I want you to think about that. I went and looked this up this morning. In that same stretch, 21 seasons, to show you how little that means, we haven't had a losing season. In that same stretch, 21 seasons, 60 NFL teams with winning records missed the playoffs. Winning record doesn't mean anything. It doesn't guarantee anything. In 21 seasons, four times they were 500. Another four, they were a game over. What does it mean? It's just an arbitrary number. So let me give you four or five teams that in 21 seasons have had losing seasons. The Chiefs, Philadelphia, Rams, Tampa Bay, the Patriots. They bought them out. They have losing seasons. So, you know, this whole thing about Mike Tomlin not having a losing season. Let me throw this at you. You know who has the longest streak in the NBA of not having a losing season? I want you to think about this. Give it 10 seconds. What NBA franchise has the longest streak of non-losing seasons? The Clippers, 14. In their own city, the Lakers make fun of the Clippers. Jeannie Buss, the former owner, used to make fun of the Clippers privately and publicly. They were a laughingstock. Didn't matter if Steve Ballmer had 10 times the net worth. The Clippers are like the eye roll of Los Angeles. And they got good people in the building. And Ty Lue's, you're the Clippers. I mean, you got a bunch of banners, but it's just, to me, it's just, I mean, Pittsburgh is, it's a small city. You know, I get it. It's old school. You go to a party in Pittsburgh, you talk about, it's like St. Louis. Where'd you go to high school? That's like not a conversation in New York, Chicago, Philly, Boston, San Francisco, LA, St. Louis and Pittsburgh. Hey, where'd you go to high school? I don't know. I'm 44. Who cares? But that, you know, I get it. But this whole arbitrary number, I would rather have the Steelers bottom out this year. And if Dante Moore's available, go grab him. I mean, that to me, go get a legitimate franchise quarterback for 15 years, 12 of it in his prime. So, but this whole Tomlin thing, Belichick and Andy Reid got let go. It's nothing against Mike, but this arbitrary 21 years without a losing record, it means nothing.
Bob, arbitrary is a great word for it. He expressed it more eloquently than I have. I'll frankly admit that. And the Clippers thing is so great.
That's a good example.
Yeah, I really don't care about the non-losing streak, because mixed in there, as he said, is 400 or 500 seasons. So they went 8-8 four times. If they had gone 7-9, it would be wildly different. What? No. What are we doing here?
Well, as you said, Tomlin himself doesn't even care about that. But I will say this. When you look at like 17 games, everyone thinks 17-game seasons. But look at the last 17 games that carry back into last year. They're 7-10.
Yeah.
And 17 games would make an entire season, right?
Yes.
So it still comes down to what you do in crunch time, if you get into the playoffs, winning playoff games. And that's the only way this is ever going to change. It has to change that way. And not only that,
Well, how long are you willing to wait for that to change? We've been waiting almost a decade.
I mean, if it happens this year and it's the same kind of result, that may speed things up. I don't know. All I know is that they cannot continue to go into these playoff games and get embarrassed like they did last year in Baltimore or any of the other preceding ones.
Well, you know Art better than I do, better than most probably do. Do you think that he's okay as long as they're continuing the non-losing streak, maybe sneaking into the playoffs above the mean, as a member of the Rumi family put it last year? Do you think he's going to be okay with that? Or do you think he has it in him to change the head coach?
I think that impatience has been on display. He does, but he also, you know, they signed him again.
Wait, when has that impatience been on display?
Well, in some of his comments leading, it's time to win. It's time to get in the playoffs and win. He's made those comments.
I know, but those are pirate-like words.
I understand.
Talk is cheap, like Travis Williams said yesterday.
Totally agree. And that's why I think it's getting more toward that, you know, the pendulum is swinging more in that direction. I don't know. I don't know how they'll react one way or the other.
Yeah.
But because they signed him to an extension, I don't think he will be affected first. I think it'll be something beyond that. It'll be more coaches.
Then nobody's interested. I'll just stop you right there.
Me what I thought. I
asked you specifically if you thought that Art would be moved to fire or they're never going to fire Tomlin.
Arrange to move on to Chuck Noll. It's the same thing that happened to Chuck Noll.
I think
if they do split, it'll be that way.
Yeah. So my question specifically is, as someone who knows Art and knows him to be a very, I'm sure, patient man, do you think more of the same or worse would move him to move on from Tomlin?
It could. I don't know the answer to that other than I think it would be to a point where they probably consider it, have long talks about it before they made a decision. But yes, I think it's headed in that direction. Whether it would happen now or, again, my opinion would be it's going to be more coaches and maybe an edict about how business is done. You know.
That would sound very pirate-like.
Well,
to put out an edict and change, you know, the hitting coach.
I'm just saying, Mike hires his coaches. They may take that away and say, we're going to go in a different direction with this, and this is what happens. I don't know. You're asking me what I think will happen in the future. For all I know, they can win a few more games, get in, and win a playoff game.
For sure. And if they do, by the way, then Tomlin has stated his case, I think. And he'd get the last laugh this season. Meanwhile, Nick Wright, Andrew Filippone's Syracuse friend, very nice man, Bob. Do you know him?
Never met him.
Neither
but Andrew
I.
said nice things about him. Yeah. So
on First Things First, the podcast says, I'd be willing to discuss Mike Tomlin trades this offseason. The comp I would use, and I know he wasn't traded, he was just fired, but Andy Reid in Philly. Excellent coach. Maybe it's best for everyone involved, a fresh start. Tomlin, once again, he looks like he's going to be a victim of his own success. And reminds me of, you know, Marc-Andre Fleury in some ways. You win that Stanley Cup early. And then everything you do after that, or even Matt Murray might be a better example. Matt Murray's the better example. You win two cups while you're a rookie. What else are you going to do after that? And then not only did he not come close to equaling that, but he just leveled off and was gone.
Tomlin has
leveled off too here.
I think the missed opportunities when you have the talent that you had at quarterback for all those years, that's when they should have won more playoff games. That's when they should have gone deeper. And that's when they should have challenged four Super Bowls. They had they had the franchise quarterback. He was here for all those years. And they didn't take advantage of it. So,
well, I think, and I don't know Art very well, or really at all, but if he was going to be moved, I would think that the events of this...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This season would be the final straw. Coming in, the bragging or the boasting about the defense I thought was embarrassing on all fronts, the players, but especially the coach when he was given the opportunity to tamper that, only inflamed it, that we could be basically a historically great defense and then the number of embarrassing performances they've had. That's A, and then B, jumping out to a huge lead in the division. And in a year where the Bengals crumbled when they were expected to be good because Joe Burrow got hurt and the Ravens started 1-5,
yeah,
you're not even in first place a week before Thanksgiving. I would think that this, if I was already, let's put it this way. If I were the team owner and was already on alert and already on, you know, high watch with my head coach, this would be it. If he doesn't rebound. And people hear the trade talk, and I always have to laugh because they laugh. Like, oh, what is happening here? Well, why are we talking about trades? You don't trade coaches. Well, actually, coaches have been traded in the NFL, Bob.
And in other sports, too. I mean, the Pirates engaged something like that.
Chuck Tanner got here because of that.
Right.
Now, it's not just like afterthought coaches who have been traded in the NFL. Sean Payton, Bill Belichick, and John Gruden have been. So I would bet and still bet that Tomlin would get a job in 5 minutes, as the saying goes. He would. So would a lot of other guys, by the way. So that really doesn't impress me either. That's right up there with the non-losing streak. Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan, Andy Reid, Sean Payton, Dan Campbell, Matt LaFleur, Jim Harbaugh. Should I keep going? I still think Kevin O'Connell,
absolutely,
Ben Johnson, some offensive coordinators out there will be hired over Tomlin. It doesn't impress me that he'd be hired in 5 minutes, but it is a fact. And if he's still being coveted, then a trade might be best for all parties. The Bears actually called about one last offseason.
Right, and they didn't go very far with that conversation. I think, why wouldn't you consider all aspects? I would. I mean, I'd have to look at everything about an organization, how it's going, what needs are there, what can I do to better solve my quarterback question, whatever it would take to do that. I think that's the number one issue moving forward after this year for sure, and they have to solve it. And the question is, do they have the right people in charge to not only solve it but develop it?
Do they have the Steelers?
Yeah.
Yeah, do they have the man in charge, Art the Second, who was actually the boss? And who can evaluate and treat Tomlin like an employee instead of a, you know, co-CEO. And I thought it was very telling last year when the whole Bears thing came up. And the Steelers made it clear there would be no divorce. They were going to stay married for the kids, so to speak, Bob. There wasn't going to be a trade. But it wasn't Rooney who put out a statement. It was Tomlin, the all-powerful, unimpeachable head coach, who was asked about it during the offseason and said, save your time, about himself possibly being traded. I thought that was quite telling.
Things that make you go,
And I wonder about the structure, the power structure with the Steelers, and if Art could ever bring himself to move on. 412-928-9370. But I'm also with you on this, Bob. If Tomlin salvages this season, man, then he's earned it. And by salvaging, you and I both mean win at least one playoff game.
Yeah,
yes?
I think more like two.
Okay. 4-1-2.
But one would keep everything the same. Two, you know, then they would say, well, now you know why we extended him.
Yeah. I mean, one to me would be pretty profound, given that we're in an almost 9-year drought.
If it's a good performance against a good team, you know, and that's what they have to shoot for here. But this all starts this week, these two games. I think, Joe, after these 2 weeks, we'll know exactly where they're headed.
Yeah, and I think the Bills game is almost a de facto playoff game, because even if the Ravens lose and the Steelers beat the Bills, the Ravens still control their fate by beating the Steelers twice.
Right.
But the Steelers would feel better about their wild card chances for sure. Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. All right, let's hit a couple phone calls, Bob, shall we?
Sure.
Sean?
I'm sure they're lined up, right, Sean?
Yeah, that's right. Let's go to Jay in Columbus.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, good morning, guys. Did you know that the Steelers have the 27th and 28th offense and defense?
Yeah.
And I am so sick and tired of the word salad schematics. Let's call it what it is. Horrible coaching. Guys wide open all the time. Green Bay game, Cincinnati game, this last game. This coaching staff sucks. He has no coaching tree. He kept Matt Canada 3 years. He brings in a bum Arthur Smith. He kept Terrell Austin. He lets Brian Flores go. He makes no halftime adjustments. He sucks. He's got to go. He needs fired. And we ain't winning a playoff game. Forget that. We'll probably get boat raced by the Bills. We'll get swept by the Ravens unless they got the division wrapped up. And my prediction was 7-10 at the beginning of the year. That's still a definite possibility. Cleveland, hell, Myles Garrett might have 10 sacks with our offensive line. Somebody needs to do an article in Pittsburgh about Mike Tomlin's coaching tree, because it's non-existent.
Wouldn't be a very long article, Bob. If articles were still measured in inches, that one would be a centimeter.
Absolutely. And here's the thing, too. He mentioned a good point there about second halves. That's where you can tell where things are going.
Yeah.
And recently in the second halves,
oh my God,
you know, they have done nothing. They have offensively done nothing, and they've given up a lot of points to start. The Green Bay game is a good example of that, and so is the Chicago game. They had a lead in both of those cases.
Yeah.
And you, at that point, that's where the bully mentality on offense should come into play, if that's what you want to be as an identity. And it didn't. And not only do you go three and out, but your defense gives up major points immediately. And,
right.
And they're all plays that look to be unchallenged, many of them. So that, to me, is the biggest indictment of coaching schematics.
Yeah. And it's not just this week or anything like that. Like, I can see Art sitting back, you know, in that stable Steelers calm amidst the storm mentality and philosophy, saying to himself, oh, this is another one of those weeks. Everyone's going to overreact to this week. It's really not about this week. It's about going on 9 years now. That's A. And B, the complaints, the critiques are legitimate. And C, it's not just emotional fan overreaction. The complaints, Art, are coming from inside your house. Go down into the basement.
And former players.
Go into the locker room. Open the locker room. Open your office. Let Patrick Queen walk in. What did he mean? Yeah, they're coming from your locker room. They're coming from your former players. They're coming from NFL, ex-NFL players around the league, and it ain't the first time. You remember Julian Edelman? Tomlin's still doing the same thing? Used to put linebackers on me 15 years ago. 412-928-9370. Sean, don't call me Seth Meyers. Who's next?
We're going out to Staten Island with Lou.
Hey, Lou.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
How are you, Lou?
Pretty good, guys. Let me roll off a few things if it's okay with you, all right? The last caller.
Yeah, we got the general coming up here, Lou, so you got about a minute.
Okay. Chuck Knoll, Tom Landry, Bill Belichick, Andy Reid, Bill Parcells, all either fired or pushed out the door, and all this current coach couldn't shine their shoes. So I'm tired of people saying, can he get another job? Who cares? Let him go get another job. In 20 years of coaching, how many years did he actually overachieve with a team where we had playoff success? The answer is zero. And I'm going to ask you a date, January 15th, 2018. You know what that date is, guys?
What?
That's the date after Blake Bortles looked like Dan Marino. And as I'm driving home to Staten Island, 6.5 hours in traffic, I called Cook and Pony and I said the following: we're screwed. If you can't win with the talent that we have, what are we going to do when Ben retires and this man is coaching teams that aren't as good as the teams that we're playing, and you need a coach who can steal 2 or 3 wins a season? And they were like, yeah, maybe, maybe. But you know what? Look at what's happened. the exact thing.
I mean, and to be fair, that's happened to a lot of other great coaches, that when they're parted from their great quarterback, things don't go so well, including Chuck Knoll, including Jimmy Johnson, you know, when he went to Miami, and the list goes on. Vince Lombardi with Bart Starr, he had one more stop in Washington that didn't go well. I always think it's more about the quarterback. But sometimes you got to move on, Bob.
You know, it's funny. If you look back to when the Coward Donahoe thing was going on, Joe, remember that?
Yeah.
There were a lot of people who wanted Coward to lose that battle. They had three straight non-winning seasons. I think it was 16 games. It was 6-10, 7-9, whatever it was three straight. And there was a power struggle going on. And they chose to keep the coach and not GM, right?
Right.
So I think that's kind of the philosophy that they have going into this, and eventually it led to a Super Bowl.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.